This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's an unbelievably inflated opinion of himself. He basically goes on social media every year after the Pro Bowl gets announced, and is pissed off that he's not considered one of the elite wide receivers in the game. And so now it's time for the Steelers to actually show him how they feel about him. And if they pass up on that opportunity, I highly doubt he's going to handle it the way that Najee did this year. I give Najee credit for the way he went about his business, because he, I think, convinced himself after watching other running backs get paid, hey, I actually might go into free agency and get some money if I have a good year.
I mean, I don't know about that. I think Najee still deep down understood what the landscape still looked like for most running backs. I think George looks at the landscape for wide receivers and says, I can get paid. Like, I should get paid. I'm better than God. Like, is he better
and
than...
And I shouldn't have to wait.
Right.
I shouldn't have to sing
for
my supper.
Is he better than, like, Khalil Shakir?
No, because he's not consistent like Shakir is, even though I think Shakir...
If you put him on the Buffalo Bills, would he have better numbers than Khalil Shakir? I think he would.
He should, Chris. But they're also the team that said, you know what? We don't want to put up with Diggs, even though Diggs is like one-tenth the issue that Pickens is.
He's a better player than Shakir, and he sees Shakir get, now granted, it's only 32 guaranteed, but sign a $15 million average annual value deal. He's probably like, I'm better than that guy.
He probably thinks he's twice as good as him.
Well, he has
that amount of talent. He probably has that amount of talent in his pinky. The problem is he has a funny way of showing it sometimes.
By not showing it?
Yes.
You say, like, Chris, that's bringing up, saying he'll be back just to play out this year is bringing up the nightmare scenario Steelers writers and beat writers have been warning us about. What did I say earlier in the show? I am always worried that they're going to do the worst possible thing.
Even though they have a winning record every year.
Yes, again, very curious that you're the person touting that as a reason I shouldn't be so mean to them. On certain fact,
well, because when you say, but when you say it that way, like it's a Murphy's Law thing, it does sound like you're talking about the Pirates, where it's like, man, they're always going to find a way to screw up a one-car funeral.
I mean, I think if they bring George back...
They've got one of the highest winning percentage in sports over the last 10 years.
This is a funny bit, though. I should keep doing this just because it'll force you to keep kind of saying nice things about them, which I know is just like twisting a knife into your own stomach. I think that they would be making a massive mistake if they overinflate their own ability, and this would be Mike inflating his own ability to keep George in line. He would say, no, we finally got through to him. He realizes he does have to kind of prove it this year, that it's not just going to be handed to him, contract-wise, I mean. And I think that it's like taking an aim in flame or whatever, and here's the wick an inch away at all times, and if you bump your hand over to it for more than a second, that wick gets lit and everything blows up. I think that's what they would be doing. It'd be just holding that lit flame right there.
I think there's very little disagreement among fans. I don't often like to talk about topics where everybody pretty much has the same opinion because it's just an echo chamber. But I think, I mean, fans are free to correct me and tell me I'm wrong. They do all the time. Do Steelers fans want to give George an extension? No. Do Steelers fans want to trade George? Not really. Okay, so if you're keeping him and he's not on extension, are you confident that it's going to work out? No. And I would say the vast majority of Steelers fans are in that boat. I mean, if you gave Steelers fans two options and you eliminated the lame duck thing, and it's either sign him to an extension or trade him, I do think most fans would say trade him if they had to pick one or the other.
I think trading's probably polling there at like 85%, probably.
But I also think, and I hear this, but I don't agree with it, the like, well, if we trade this guy and we're only getting picks back, we've made our wide receiver room worse. And it sucked last year. So we don't want to take steps backward at wide receiver. We want to take steps forward. What it would do is it would force them to draft the wide receiver high, and it would also force them to sign a wide receiver in free agency. They'd have to address the position twice.
Well, unless because they could just draft Ashton Jeanty and convert him to wide receiver.
Because, well, you said on the air he just has very good pass-catching skills. That there's a Marshall Faulk in there somewhere. A Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk,
LaDainian Tomlinson, and Larry Centers all rolled into one. Christian McCaffrey in there, too.
Let's not sully the name of Larry Centers, the greatest there ever was at catching passes out of the back.
Donnie, I'll just ask you the questions. Do you think the Steelers will trade George Pickens?
I'm starting to think no.
Do you think they will sign him to an extension?
So, in the next thing you're going to say, if I say no, how do we expect him to play a lame duck year, which I will also agree with you and say they're going to run into an abundant amount of issues with him if they don't do that.
So
I think they should at least pursue a trade if they aren't fully committed. It's one or the other.
But how could you be fully committed? He, to Chris's point, like, Omar can't be so naive. George goes in there and actually is on his best behavior. It's not the heat of battle in a game where he's not getting the ball, and he does a great acting job, and he acts like he's repentant and very apologetic for the way he acted.
It's not you, it was me. I'm going to be different. First game of the season, 3 targets, 2 catches, 20 yards, no touchdowns. He's caught on the sideline taking a tablet and throwing it like a frisbee.
Yeah, like I can't. Those words are hollow to me.
I don't know how. I think Omar's a smart guy. I don't know how he could take him seriously.
So when Donnie says it's one or the other, you either got to get rid of him or you got to commit to him. Committing to him is completely off the table. He's going to want bare minimum, $25 million a year, bare minimum.
Probably closer to 30.
And I can't do that. And I'm not, I got to be honest with you, like, I think he might be in for a rude awakening. I think part of the reason why the Steelers might end up keeping him too is because I think there's a lot of teams out there that do see the talent but are like, man, there is a chance he comes in here and blows it up.
Well, how many draft boards wasn't he on?
Right. So one of the teams that made it to the Super Bowl did not have him on their draft board. There's a chance he blows things up. So why would we give up something substantial if we run the course of this actually having a negative effect on our team? You wouldn't do that.
That'd be a big problem.
You know what's really funny to me just for a second? Just as an aside. Steelers fans, to me, let's not give up a second round pick for Matthew Stafford. Hall of Fame quarterback on a short-term deal. Also Steelers fans to me. I'm not going to trade George Pickens unless I get a first or second round pick. For a wide receiver that's kind of got an iffy attitude about things, who's going into the last year of his contract.
Iffy?
I mean, it's really very close to, I only want to do trades if we get their good players for
Jose
nothing.
Tabata
and I only
Mike
want
Trout,
to trade our players when they take our bad players and we get something.
Man, even when that happened with the Erik Karlsson deal, it didn't really work out. I like the old Trout for Tabata deals. Who says no? Always was a fan of that proposition. Yeah, you're right. I mean, people have like a weird double standard where they don't realize what they're requesting or balking at in one sense, but then have no idea what they're actually.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's obviously a priority. I mean, I'm not going to run from that. That's just a reality. We have some guys that are free agents, and we weren't good enough at that position. You know, we'll look at everything.
Omar Khan there on wide receiver. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. In 45 minutes, AJ Burnett joins us, returns to the airwaves.
When's the last time we talked to AJ? Formally.
Before he threw out the first pitch at the Pirates game when they brought those guys back. Russell Martin caught it. He threw it.
But like timeline-wise, when was that? I'm like blanking out on the actual date frame.
That was 2 years ago?
So my point is, he will not have had any chance to actually opine about Paul Skeens. That's what I'm excited to do.
Oh, I can't wait.
Buddy, watch
Alpha that guy. Alpha dudes on alpha dudes right there.
Watch that guy throw the baseball and tell me what pops into your head. What's the first word? He'd probably swear.
Donnie is such a good producer, and he's also a great talk show host. So I think he's, in that respect, he's already more talented than me because I was a horrible producer.
I've never produced periods.
And congratulations on all your success.
Well, I've been atrocious at it.
And so Donnie went back to the date Omar Khan took over as GM and gave me all the moves he's made as general manager.
Did he make like a nice, neat sheet for you?
He did.
A one-sheeter.
Well, actually, it took up 2 sheets.
Wow. A lot of sheets.
So I will give you, I'll give you guys moves. You tell me good thumbs up or thumbs down.
Good move, bad move. I like this. Binary.
2022, he signed DeMonte Casey to a one-year $1.1 million deal.
I would probably say good just because it's relatively harmless.
Cheap. And he's started up when guys have been out. I think thumbs he's a up. Fine player.
A fine player?
Like fine as in like he's adequate. All right, so I'm going to give that a thumbs up. June of 2022, he signed Larry Ogunjobi to a one-year $8 million deal. I think that move
that
was good.
That move was good because Ogunjobi was healthy. Thumbs
now let's
up.
Get to the other one.
November 22nd, he traded Chase Claypool to the Chicago thumbs Bears up. For a second-round pick.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs way up.
Very nice.
Same day, so he's 3-for-3 so far. He acquired William Jackson from the Commanders for a conditional 6-round pick in this year's draft.
Thumbs.
Or next year's draft, excuse me. Thumbs way down. The guy never played.
Yeah, he never played it down.
All right, that's right. A miss.
Wasn't that a pursuit of a guy that they liked in a draft?
Yeah, where
that's when they ended up with Artie Burns.
Yes,
he got
that's
picked
right.
one selection before them.
2023 offseason, Nate Herbig, 1 year, $2.4 million deal. I'm going thumbs down on that.
Thumbs down. I mean, when has he really been used?
When he's gone in, he's underachieved or underwhelmed, and when
he's the lesser
he was hurt all last year. Cole Holcomb, 3 years, $18 million. Down.
I would give that a thumbs down, just because even if he doesn't get hurt, I just hate the constant allocation of resources to that position. Which is, I think, like, I've said that phrase, allocation of resources to that position, hundreds of times because of that.
My podcast partner, Patrick Peterson, 2 years, $14
million. Sorry, Patrick. Down.
Donnie?
Down.
Yep. So we just napalmed.
You go down there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. He didn't want to go on the record. He wanted to just slyly
Pat, I still think you're a Hall of Famer.
Of course we all do. We have to be honest here, Pony.
The next day, Landon Roberts, 2 years, $7
million. I'm going to say thumbs up. I like the tooth chipper.
Me too. We'll see if they re-sign him.
They need more tooth chippers.
Probably one of their savvier
stylistically,
signings.
They need stylistically different players from the tooth chipper who take the tooth chipper's attitude to the field.
Also on that day, 3 year, $28.75 million deal for Larry Ogunjobi.
Thumbs down. Both of these thumbs.
Like Batista when he turned on Triple H.
I wish I could give that move four thumbs down.
He's 1-for-4 that year in free agency so far.
Bad.
Or 1-for-5. Yeah, 1-for-5. Isaac Seumalo.
Thumbs up.
3 year, $24 million.
Thumbs up.
I go up.
He hasn't been, like, I guess, quite as good as I thought
do
he
too,
would be.
But it's not a over. But, it's not like a impressive thumbs up or a like job well done thumbs up. It's like I'm picking, I have to choose good or bad, and I'm saying good, but I'm not.
He has not been a complete stud, and I thought when they signed him, they were getting a total, like, a stud player.
Yeah, and it ushered Kevin Dotson out the door, and he's been a better player than Seumalo.
No, that's you want to talk about a true Mike Tomlin thing. He didn't like Kevin Dotson because he didn't like his personality or the way he came in as far as being in or out of shape. And then Kevin Dotson used that
April
as his origin
2023
story.
Safety Keanu O'Neill, 2 year, $4.2 million deal. He just retired, by the way, this week.
I saw that.
Thumbs down.
I'm going to go down.
Yeah, down there.
April 2023, acquired Allen Robinson from the Rams for a 7th-round pick.
Thumbs down.
Down.
Agreed.
God. Allen Robinson, you want to talk about a guy who aged like the knight in Last Crusade, man. That guy just, he looked like he was 900 years old by the
May
end.
Of 2023, signed Nickelback Shandon Sullivan to a one-year $1.2 million
thumbs
deal.
Down.
Thumbs down.
He should have brought in actual Nickelback.
I was just going to say, bring Chad Kroeger.
I mean, then I'm all in on it.
July of 2023, signed Quan Alexander to a one-year $1.3 million deal.
I actually give that a thumbs up.
I give it a thumbs up.
Me
before
too.
Before injury, I liked him
yeah,
a lot.
I would give that a thumbs up.
August 2023, signed Desmond King. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. That was another classic.
Played like a dozen snaps.
Yeah, didn't he crush them in Houston with like a kick return or a punt return or whatever? And then they were like, ooh, yeah, can't wait to get him.
March 13th, 2024, traded Deontay Johnson for Dante Jackson.
Do we have to? Well,
I'm going thumbs up.
That has to be a thumbs up, I think, if we're saying what happened to the player you gave away. He just started bouncing around the league, and then you got what portion or percentage of a good season?
I'd say a half good season.
40 to 50% of a good season from Jackson. Barely a thumbs up. Because you're forcing me to pick one or the other, Barely a thumbs up.
Signed Deshaun Elliott 2 years, $6 million.
Very much up.
That's probably pound for pound his best move. Like signing move, yeah. That's thumbs way, way up.
I'm looking over this, and it's I'm hard-pressed to disagree with that. But that again, if the best move we can say a GM has made outside of the draft is Deshaun Elliott on a 2-year, $6 million deal, that's not a glowing endorsement for the guy.
I mean, I do think Deshaun Elliott was one of the better box safeties you could possibly have asked for.
One of the best run defending safeties in all of football last year.
That's
Patrick Queen.
Same difference.
3 year, $41 million.
Thumbs down. I might be leaning towards way down. He kind of skewed it for all of us. He played easily his best game in a Steelers uniform in what was to that point their most impressive and surprising win of the year against the Ravens. He was everywhere. And then it went completely in the toilet for him almost immediately thereafter.
I agree, thumbs down.
If he wasn't on a milk carton in the rest of those games, he was actively doing something that looked wrong.
Signed Russell Wilson, 1 year, $1.2 million. I'm going thumbs up. For the money?
I gotta say thumbs up for the money. Yes, I have to.
Traded Kenny Pickett to the Eagles. The Steelers received a third-round pick in last year's draft.
That became Peyton Wilson.
And 2 seventh-round picks in this year's draft?
Yes.
I think that's a thumbs up.
And
Peyton Wilson's been pretty good.
The Eagles got Pickett, and then they traded the fourth-round pick they got with Pickett, and I still don't think they've made the pick that they got.
Well, Howie's going to end up drafting some sort of future Hall of
Famer. He'll be a Hall of Famer.
I mean, it's the whole Carson Wentz
deal. He'll have never played football before.
That's a win.
Yeah,
they'll put him on the defensive line.
He'll be a guy who's like living in Kazakhstan right now, and then he'll end up being drafted and be an all-time, like the best kicker in NFL history. That's a win, though. That's a thumbs up.
Signed Cam Johnston to a 3-year, $9 million deal. That's a loss because of the injury.
Thumbs down.
Signed Van Jefferson to a 1-year, $1.2 million deal. That's thumbs down. Acquired Justin Fields for a 2025 sixth-round pick. That's a thumbs up.
It's funny that all three of us, so 6 for 6 say thumbs up to both quarterback moves, and yet all three of us are pretty lukewarm at best about the idea of either of those guys being their quarterback next year.
Signed Dean Lowry, 2 years, $5 million. Yuck. Signed Cordarrelle Patterson, 2 years, $6 million. Gross.
Oh, which one of those is worse? Lowry might actually be worse.
I think he's worse.
He sounds like the name of a principal in a coming-of-age movie. Oh, you got to go see Dean Lowry.
Signed Mecole Pruitt, 1 year, $1.2 million. No, thank you.
I'm closer to tempted because I think I can remember like two good Mecole Pruitt plays to saying thumbs up.
He had a touchdown in the second Ravens game.
Yeah, but I can't.
And then, Donnie, I don't have on here what they gave up in the Mike Williams or Preston Smith deals.
Wasn't the Mike Williams fifth-rounder, maybe?
Fifth-round pick, yes. And then Preston was a seventh, right?
Williams' trade has to be a thumbs-up simply because he literally won them a game that they would not have otherwise won. He ran a great route and made a great catch that won them a game. Like, I have to... a trade was worth a win there.
I agree, but in a very hesitating way.
I know. Well, I guess the question you'd have to have asked yourself was, is Calvin Austin making that same play? Maybe.
Yeah, probably. I thought Calvin Austin had a pretty good year last year.
When he was healthy.
Omar, looking back on those deals at last year's deadline.
Those trades at the deadline, how do you evaluate the success of those trades? Did you envision maybe bigger roles?
You know, I think both those guys helped us. If I had to do it again, I would do it again. But at the end of the day, the result was, you know, we lost 5 straight games.
Why would you do the Preston Smith deal again? The guy was a healthy scratch in the playoff game. I know it's a seventh-round pick, but you deem the guy to be so expendable and so unnecessary, he wasn't even getting a helmet on game day at the end of the year. That's not a good trade.
I feel like that's a boilerplate answer.
I like GMs that are willing to admit, yeah, I screwed up. Like Jim Rutherford used to do that all the time. Yeah, it's a bad deal.
Yeah, he'd practically call the station. You wouldn't have to ask for him, I wanted to sound off on that deal I made for Brassard. It blew up in my face.
Why does he always sound like a drunk pirate when you do a Jim Rutherford impression? It always sounds
like... Wait, it sounds like a drunk pirate?
Yeah, like someone that's...
I'm going for gruff in one word.
Someone that's swashbuckling is what it sounds like. Like, it sounds like you want to start every statement by saying, "Arr, I should have...
Arr, are you serious? We got Brassard."
Didn't it sound like that, Donnie? Did you hear a little pirate in there?
A little bit of that.
Obviously. Oh, no. See, I can't even. Yeah. Okay, give me your Rutherford then. What would it be?
No, I don't want to do it now because I don't want you to accuse me of just going into pirate voice.
I think. So what does it say? I think Jim Rutherford at times sounded like a pirate.
The center of the NFL universe is Indianapolis, the scouting combine. Thursday will be a big day for the Steelers. Why? Because that's when defensive linemen work out. And that is a position that they're not even being coy about. So much interest in D-linemen. Loaded D-line draft. Will the Steelers wait on that position because of the great depth? Or will they pounce early with the 21st pick? One of the big questions facing them. Without any further ado, it's time for Donnie's eighth mock of the day. So far, most of these mock drafts have skewed wide receiver in the first round. Armed with new information from cocktail hours, happy hours, shrimp, things of that nature in Indianapolis.
When you say cocktail hour, did you mean shrimp or drinks?
I meant both. Shrimp cocktail?
How have they not made a shrimp cocktail flavored cocktail or themed?
Because that
cocktail
sounds disgusting.
There. You kidding me? They make cocktails out of every concept.
You know what they're doing a lot of these days? Making ice cream flavors out of stupid stuff.
Well, that Skyline Chili one, I mean, let me disabuse you of one thing. It ain't flavored like chili. It's cinnamon ice cream with oyster crackers in it.
Well, that still sounds gross, dude.
Cinnamon ice cream sounds fine.
With oyster crackers in it?
I've heard from the people I know of that have tried that, they say the oyster crackers generally are
name
good.
One person that we know that's actually tried it, Chris.
Well, you don't know them.
You live in Canada.
It's a podcast I listen to that actually did try it.
Chris always alludes to these podcasts that have no affiliation with us. What are you listening to? Not the station, random ass podcasts. Did you hear what Pomp and Joe said today? No, I was listening to some random ass podcast where they were trying Skyline Chili ice cream. Oh, got it.
Well, I actually don't want to sully my opinions by hearing the convincing and persuasive rhetoric of others on the station.
Donnie, your eighth mock of the day.
This one comes from a heavy hitter that we have not gotten to yet. Maybe the heaviest of hitters.
Oh, I know who this has to be.
Todd.
It's our guy. Mel Kiper Jr.
So do you guys know that Seth the MILF Hunter has been given a new role at the station in addition to producing a lot of our on-site broadcasts and whatnot?
No. I know it has to do with reaching out to people who want to try to get somebody big. Yeah.
He's supposed to be a big game hunter. Donnie, I say you text him when this segment is over and say, hey, Seth, start trying to get us Mel Kiper Jr.
That's right. He is supposed to be our big game hunter behind the scenes.
I think that's a good idea. He's got to call his house.
Because he has a landline.
He's got to find his home number.
Sends him a fax. All right, so Mel Kiper Jr., this is his first mock draft, or has he done more than one? Do we know?
He does have another one, but this is his latest. It is his pre-combine mock.
Okay.
So he has the Penn State edge rusher, Abdul Carter, going number one to the Titans. I'm starting to get the feel, and I know we haven't even reached combine workouts yet. That's starting to turn into a little bit of a consensus.
I don't think there's a ton of debate that, seriously, people look at him as just clearly the best player, not even Hunter. Maybe it's because of positional value and, a true great edge rusher is just always going to be valued really highly. But, yeah, that does seem like it's starting to round into form there.
Hopefully he's a little bit better than Courtney Brown.
How about Mario Williams? True.
Well, I was just going with the last Penn State guy to go number one.
Oh, how about Jadeveon Clowney? A lot of these edge rushers that went one were not the right pick.
Wasn't the whole thing with Mario Williams, though, that if he wanted to go hard every game, he could have been an easy Hall of Famer?
Yes, Arthur Motes told us that. He said he'd get a sack on the first five plays and then go through the motions for the rest of the game.
If he wanted to try, though, he'd be pretty good.
What an unbelievable thing.
All right, so you've got Abdul Carter one.
And the Browns take a quarterback, number two.
Sanders.
Cam Ward.
Ooh.
Then Travis Hunter goes number three to the Giants.
That feels like a weird spot for him in a way.
Because they need to win, and if they don't, everyone's going to get fired there?
Yes.
First D tackle, Mason Graham. He's off the board at five. Have no fear, Ashton Gentry, six
To the Raiders. To the Raiders.
Very Raiders-esque pick.
Then Shedeur Sanders goes seventh to the Jets.
Oh, that is a...
Yeah, there's sure, a match made in
heaven. That is a beaut. Oh, you want to talk
That's not a recipe for disaster.
How
or
could
anything?
It have get any more insane in New York than having Aaron Rodgers there for a couple years? Get old Shedeur in town.
So not a ton of defensive tackles going early, not a ton of wide receivers jumping off the page.
How about Tyler Warren from Penn State?
Tyler Warren goes to the Saints at number 9.
Okay.
He's one of the few guys in this draft. Like, Carter's probably another. I just think wherever he goes, he's
I love those Penn
really
State
good.
Guys. Don't accuse me of being anti-Penn State. I think both of those dudes are going to be studs.
I am anti-Penn State, and I think they're both going to be great. So I'm actually the fairest bro. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most honest of them
I think
all?
They're both really good players.
Who's going to be better be. Career, gun to your head, in the NFL, Warren or Carter?
Carter.
Carter.
Here's the thing. Carter's probably set up to have a better career, but if Warren, like, reaches the peak, I mean, he looks
and
like...
And if he would somehow fall to a team, or, like, a team trades up, and
Warren
it's, like, a great offense already.
Warren looks like a bigger, better George Kittle. And George Kittle's going to possibly wear a... Well,
if Pop can bring
jacket.
Up Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to the Pirates, I'd like to bring this up. I feel like if the team that drafted Abdul Carter called the Steelers and said, hey, here's a crazy idea. We'll trade you Abdul Carter for TJ Watt. I think the Steelers would say no.
They would say no.
I mean, that's just...
They would.
That's
because that's
they,
just hilarious, man.
They would say, here's a guy 10 years younger who could be generational. But they would say, well, TJ...
He's a legacy guy.
He's a one-helmet guy.
He's a one-helmet guy.
No thanks.
I want to take that one helmet and bash the
You
wood
know that's right, what Miles they would Garrett. Say. You know.
That's why I just brought it up, dude. All
great,
right.
Great take from our buddy Robin North for sales. Have they made a shrimp cocktail flavored cocktail? He said, how about a Bloody Mary? I've had plenty of Bloody Marys where a shrimp was skewered on top. Great
can't wait,
take.
Can't wait to see Rob tomorrow at our 15th
he's
anniversary
an, he's
party.
He's the OG of OGs among callers.
All right, who do we have the Steelers
so
taking in this mock
draft? So now we get to the Steelers. And while I love the pick.
Oh, no. I got a bad feeling there's a butt coming.
What is still waiting? He has Igbuka going to the Steelers at 21.
Johnny the Barber automatically loves this.
But who does he have still on the board that goes 22? McMillan.
Oh, that's like the one name you could have said that would have ticked me off, and you said it.
Because I see Igbuka, and I think, oh, okay, I would love this.
And then I see McMillan, and I say, I would really love this. So they would just take the guy who is... I still think consensus considered below McMillan. I've still seen McMillan as the number as yeah. wide receiver one. They would take a guy who's what, wide receiver three in some people's minds? I think Luther Burden is still, Beast of Burden is still seen as wide
he
receiver two.
He has Igbuka as the first one, and he has only those two guys going in the first round, those two receivers.
God, I don't want to get too granular. The only thing I've seen people like try to adjudicate with Burden is that he's a little bit of a projection, and I guess one of the years at Missouri – they got him a lot of like really sneaky design, like tunnel screen plays. Like he wasn't running like true wide receiver mm-hmm. routes. But then I've seen other people immediately rebut that and go, no, this guy's like an absolute star in the making.
I think Burden's going to be a good receiver. I think he's the wrong kind of receiver for the Steelers because he's the type of guy I could see them completely screwing up. And if he gets here, he's learning from George Pickens and following in his footsteps, and I don't want that. I think Ibuka's just a total pro's pro. And
he
I think
seems lower like ceiling, a, higher floor.
Yeah, he seems like safe.
I love that.
Well, hold on, though. Safe isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think that he is, provided he does not have complete ass quarterback play, I think he's a cinch to be a 100 catch, 1,200 yards a season guy for a very long time. I watch Ohio State more than I watch Arizona, like everybody listening. I think Ibuka is going to go somewhere and be a great number two wide receiver who puts up numbers like a number one.
Here's also one just to get some laughs in. You can get the defensive rookie of the year odds for Walter Nolan when they're available. He has Walter Nolan from Ole Miss dropping to 32 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Ugh.
Apparently, Austin Bechtold was very bothered by the fact that I said that his student newspaper at Baldwin High School was treating him like Walter Cronkite.
He thought you were just making fun of him? He has been the subject of a lot of features.
That's what I said to Joe.
He's really gotten a lot of run.
The kids had like 9 articles written about him, and our guy Donnie over here has had 0.
Pony, how many articles have you had written about you in the last year?
Barrett had that one.
Barrett
recently.
Has one recently. Pony very kindly said I was an adaptable, competent host. I thought that
I
was
said
very...
way more than competent.
I think the first word they actually used in the answer was Chris is. You described me as competent, and then the nicer words came after. Love to be a competent radio host, don't you? But I have it combined. The two of us and you have had what, 3 articles written? Generous. That's being generous.
Screw
in the
us.
Last
I'm
year?
Saying about Donnie. Donnie, like I said, is.
Did Austin have a theory as to why he's had all these articles written about him? What is it?
Because he is still so involved in the Baldwin community and their, like...
Not a horrible theory.
Donnie, to me, is...
Broadcast program.
But your community is all of Pittsburgh. Why aren't big papers writing
Donnie,
about
to
you?
Me, is Apple right before they launched the iPod. That stock is just sitting there.
Waiting.
For people to buy and make a fortune on.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.